Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Bava Kama. We're beginning already on the beginning of the 8th Perek, which is on Pei Gimel Amud Beis. We'll Mirtz Hashem finish off Pei Gimel Amud Beis, and we'll also do Pei Dalet today. We are learning today Leila Nishmas Hilda Silverstein, Hinda Bas Moshe Zev, Hilda Hamada, and also Frida Griffo, Freda Bas Avram Leib. All the Nishans we learn for should have an Aliyah from our learning. We continue to learn for the safety and the success of the Chayalim. Nebuch, I just came from the Levaya of a Chayal, Zachariah Haber, Hashem Yimkom Domo, young reservist, father of three, who Nebuch was killed in Gaza. Hashem should protect them, Hashem should make them successful to bring back the Chatufim, and Be'ezus Hashem, all of Klai Yisrael should be safe. Happy to announce that the reason why I'm in Eretz Yisrael now is because Baruch Hashem, I'm looking forward to having a bris of a grandson this Shabbos. Be'ezus Hashem, B'shar Tov U'Mutzlachas, may all of Klai Yisrael celebrate Smachot. May we share them together and bring Moshiach Tzidkenu. Okay, we begin the 8th Perek of Baba Kama, Perek HaChovel. And the Mishnah begins, HaChovel B'chaveira, if a person goes and damages his friend. So, chayev alav mishum chamisha dvarim. We know the five things that we've talked about already in the Masechta that you chayev to pay for if they're applicable, and those are benezek, which is actual damage that you pay for. The Gemara and the Mishnah will discuss exactly how we estimate and define those. Betzar is for pain, beripui is the doctor bills, beshevis is the unemployment insurance, and boshes is for any humiliation and the embarrassment that you cause the person. And again, we'll discuss each of these individually, and that's what the Mishnah now does. Benezek ketzar. How do we go and estimate what the damages are when one person hurts another person? So, for example, sime es eino, kota es yado, or shibir es raglo. If you either blinded the person, or you cut off his hand, or you broke his leg. So in all of these situations, we view the person, ro no so, ki'ilu hu'eved, nimkar b'shuk. And you look at him as if he was a slave that was sold in the marketplace. Rashi says we're talking here about an Eved Ivri. Hayamocha Atz will be Eved Ivri. A person could sell himself as an Eved Ivri if he was destitute. So therefore, you could sell yourself. Therefore, we view how much you would get if you were an Eved Ivri with not having this Nezek, and then how much it would be worth if you did have this Nezek. So you'd evaluate, according to Rashi, how much the Eved Ivri would be worth if he had good eyes, and how much it would be worth if he was blind in one eye, let's say, or even in both eyes, or how much it would be worth if his hand was cut off, he was an amputee, or if his leg was broken. So you say he was worth $1,000 beforehand, and now he's worth $200, so that is the Nezek, the difference between the 1,000 and the 200. That's the way Rashi understands that we're dealing with an Eved Ivri. Others disagree and say you really can't sell an Eved Ivri. So you therefore are talking about an Eved Kenani. They also say that an Eved Ivri only works for 6 years. We're reading a couple of weeks in Parshas Vishvatim, Kisik the Eved Ivri, Shei Shanim Yavodu Vashri Yis Yetze Lachov Shichinam. So it's only for 6 years. So how do you calculate this damage when the person only works 6 years? That's why an Eved Kenani, you're never allowed to free, is more appropriate according to some poskim. Again, Rashi can be substantiated. The Achronim go and support Rashi's drosh that it's an Eved Ivri. In any event, it's some person who sells themselves either as an Eved Ivri or an Eved Kenani. How much it be worth without this blemish, without this damage, and how much they're worth now with the damage, and that is the amount that you pay for Nezek. So Rona Sokilu whoever Nimkar Bashuk, Vishaman Kama Yoyofe Kama Ho Yofe now. How much it was worth before the damage, how much it was after the damage. And that's how you calculate the Nezek damages. Then we said in the Mishnah, Tsar, you have to pay for the pain. So as we'll discuss in the Gemara, the Mishnah tells us this is, for example, Kivo, if somebody went and took a hot rod or a hot implement and put it on his fingernail and burnt his fingernail. Now, there is only pain there. There is no damage to the person. So again, we're dealing here with kivo. Now, we have the girsa obishbud, so it could be understood that way. You made this burning on his nail either obishbud, obimisamer, or with some sort of a peg, some sort of a nail on his nail, and you burned him. So again, no damage is done, just pain is inflicted. So how do we calculate that? So this is true, the Mishnah tells us, afilu al tziporno, even if you did this burning on his nail, which is a makom she'en osechabura, it doesn't in fact make a wound over there, it's just very painful, but there's no damage done. So omdim, you estimate kama adam kayotze bazer rotzelito lios mitzar kach. How much would somebody be willing to be paid in order to suffer this pain? So therefore, this is the amount that the pain is worth. The person would say, oh, listen, if you did that to me, and you paid me $1,000, I'd let you do that to me. Oh, so then that pain is worth $1,000. That's the next category we have now. Nezek and Tzar. The next one is Beripui. Ripui. What is Ripui? That's the doctor bills. Hiko Chayiv L'Raposo. The Pasuk will also learn in Mishpatim, Rapo Yirape. You have a commandment that the Torah allows a doctor to go heal. You might have thought that a doctor can't heal. If Kosh Baruch made something, Kosh Baruch made somebody sick, so then how do you have the right to go against what Kosh Baruch did? So the answer is no. It says Rapo Yirape. No, you have the right to go and heal the person. Many drushes about rapport you repay, not for now, but the bottom line is that if you went and damaged somebody, you have to pay for the doctor bills. And this means that the person, even if he's a doctor, can't say, listen, I'll heal you for free. No. The person has the right to go and say, no, I'm harming so-and-so. I think they're the best expert in the world, and you'll pay their services. So that is a requirement of raposo, ripoy. Now, what happens if, now we have the girsa ola. The Bach says that this should be alu boat smachim. So if he develops some sort of like a blister or some sort of a growth on the area where he was damaged, in machmas hamako, if it was because of the blow that he received over there, so then chayim. So then this wound infection, this swelling, this sore that he develops at that site, so then that's part of the wound that you caused. That's part of the blow that you caused. And therefore, you're chayav to pay for that as well. However, shalomach basamaka, if it has nothing to do with your blow, and he happened to have gotten it, so then potter. And obviously, the question is, why are you even telling me that? If a person hits somebody else, and then they have appendicitis, so the appendicitis has nothing to do with hitting him on the arm. So why would you think that you're chayav? So tomorrow we'll discuss this. In any event, if it was machmas, the maka, then you chayev for any secondary side effects or damages. And if it wasn't machmas, the maka, so then you're not chayev, you're potter from any damages that resulted. Likewise, chayisa, if the wound that you did, the blow that you did, healed, but it didn't fully heal. And then the nistra, it returned. Chayisa, it was healed, and then the nistra, it returned again. So then, chayav l'raposo. Each time, it's still the original wound that you caused, the damage that you caused. It never really got better, and therefore you have to pay for all the subsequent doctor bills. Chayisa, but if it did really fully get better, kol sarcha, totally healed, and then it got worse, so then, ain't no chayav l'raposo. If it does get worse after that, it has nothing to do with your original blow. Again, that's what we're talking about. We definitively can state that it has nothing to do with the original blow, so then you don't have to go pay for any additional doctor bills. That's the next one, ripoy. The one after that, the fourth one, is sheves, paying him for unemployment. He obviously can't work right now. Now, that's different than the nezek that you already paid him for. You already paid him for how much he's worth without a broken leg, how much he's worth with a broken leg. But even with a broken leg, he could go and work. So therefore, roin oso ki'ilu hu shomer kishuin. But right now, he can't work because his leg is broken. So he can't even do that type of work yet. So the sheves, the unemployment benefit that you have to give him, is you look at roin oso ki'ilu shomer kishuin. FV was a very low-paying job, which is watching a field of kishuv, of cucumbers. So in this situation, that is what he would be able to normally do, even with a broken leg. But because he's now not able to do so, so you have to pay him that unemployment. You already paid him for the leg that you broke, or the arm that you broke or cut off, and therefore all you're paying him now is for the fact that he can't work right now yet, he's still recuperating, and therefore you have to pay him this unemployment that he could have been able to work as a shomer kishuin. Finally, the last item of the five, the boshes, causing him embarrassment, so that all depends. The Mishnah tells us, HaKol Levi HaMavayish, HaMizbayish. That will all depend on who is embarrassing who and who is being embarrassed. Obviously, there are potential differences between people, whether they're choshev or not choshev, whether they're someone that is going to be tremendously embarrassed by something, or they won't be so embarrassed by something. And the Mishnah will be explained more in the Gemara. Okay, that's our Mishnah, and we begin. Amai. We start off saying, who says that nezek means monetary compensation? Maybe, if the pasuk tells us, ayin tachas ayin, if a person, rachmon alitzlan, knocks out somebody else's eye, so guess what? You don't pay for his eye. They get to knock your eye out. Ayin tachas ayin, om rachmona. Maybe, ema, ayin mamish, when the pasuk says an eye for an eye, so this maybe really means an eye for an eye. Now, of course, it doesn't mean that. And we're going to go many, many explanations given, some rejected, but most of them ultimately found to be correct. They're all not mutually exclusive. And each of them that we accept will ultimately say that, of course, it doesn't mean that Rechmon al-Islan, if Reuven knocks out Shimon's eye, that the base of them will knock out Reuven's eye. So how do we know, though, that that's not true? Maybe Emo, Ayin Mamish, maybe it really means that you have to knock out his eye. So one says, no, don't even think that for a second. Lo sokadaita. Why is that? Because we learn in the following rites of the Tanya, Yachol si miyesei no, if somebody, Rechmon al-Islan, Reuven knocked out Shimon's eye, so we might have thought, the same miyesei no, the basic goes and knocks out Reuven's eye. Kotas yado, if Reuven knocks out Shimon's arm, he amputates his arm, so makateis yado, so the basin will go and amputate Reuven's arm. Shibaris laglo, if Reuven breaks Shimon's leg, so basin will go and break Reuven's leg. Meshabaris laglo, maybe that's what it means. So the Bryce says, absolutely not. Talmud Lomar, Pasuk tells us, make adam in one Pasuk, and it says, umake behema in another Pasuk. And now the Gemara will ask in a moment, which Maki Adam, which Maki Behemoth Pesukim are they talking about? We'll see that from Sefer Vayikra. Now, the Gemara first says, Ma Maki Behemoth Tashlumim. Just like this Pasuk that says that Maki Behemoth, you have to go and pay. So that's talking about money, compensation, Tashlumim. So too, the case, Ma Maki Behemoth Tashlumim, At Maki Adam is Tashlumim, L'Tashlumim. So therefore, it's not talking about an eye for an eye. Literally, it means if you knock out his eye, you have to go and compensate him for the loss of the eye. And then the Gemara says, V'im nafshach lo, but you don't like that. The Gemara will ask in a moment, well, why wouldn't you like that? So the Gemara will say, if you don't like this, then we have another svara. Hari Omer, the Pasuk elsewhere tells us, Lo siklu kofer l'nefesh, rotzeach, ashahu rasha lamus. Don't take a kofer for somebody that's supposed to be chayav mises based in. Don't be bribed and say, okay, we won't kill you. You'll give $1 million to the stalker. You give $1 million to the beis din. No, you're not allowed to do that. Now, l'nefesh rotzeach yetolokei kofer. That implies that only for the murderer, you're not allowed to go, and instead of giving him mises beis din, charge him $1 million. However, avol atolokei kofer, but you do take a kofer if somebody knocks out l'roshi evarim she'en chozer. If somebody knocks out any one of the 24 roshi evarim that do not return. In other words, once they're amputated, once they're knocked out, they will not return. So we have discussed previously in terms of Shein Ba'ayin, what are the 24 Rosh Eivarim? So this is the five fingers on each hand, that's 10. The five toes on each foot, that's another 10, that's 20. Then you have the two ears, 22, the nose, 23, and the gid, the male organ, that's 24. So these are also, if one Rachmon al-Islan goes and knocks out any one of these Rosh Eivarim, so it teaches us that for here, you do take compensation. In other words, we don't say an eye for an eye. And this is the source according to this first answer in the Gemara. Gemara says, wait a second. When we brought down this pasuk, Maki Adam, Maki Behema, so which Maki Adam, Maki Behema pasukim are you talking about? There are many of them. So, hi, Maki Adam, Maki Behema, what are you talking about? Ilema, if you're telling me it means Maki Behema Yishalmena, or Maki Adam, you must, if it's talking about pasuk, in so then we got a problem. Because if that's what the Pasuk is talking about, how big Tolok Sib? That Pasuk is talking about Umaki Adam Yumas, is talking about a murderer. And he doesn't pay a monetary penalty, he pays with his life. So the Gemara says, you're right, that's not the Pasuk. Elamei Hocha, it's the following Pasuk. Make nefesh behema yishalmena. And it says, nefesh tachas nefesh. Now this Pasuk is talking about hitting a behema. And it says, nefesh tachas nefesh. Now, obviously, that's not what it's referring to. Usamichle, and right next to it, the Pasuk says, v'ish ki tein mum ba'amiso. Kasha asa kein ye'asa lo. And here, it's clearly talking about a wound. So therefore, we're comparing, we have Gzeira Shava over here between these two psukim, and since by the Nehema, it's talking about a monetary compensation, so too, in regards to the person, ki ish ki tein mum ba miso, so it also is referring to monetary compensation. Because makeh makeh, where it says, but wait a second, I love makeh. In the second pasuk, it doesn't say makeh. Where it says, yeah, it can still be a Gzeira Shava. Because, as Rashi points out, we have the famous Gzeira Shava. The Shava Kohen, Uba Kohen. And we say that that's Gzeir Shava, even though it's not the exact same word. Again, Gzeir Shava is all halacha from Moshe Mitzrayim. These are all given over to Klal Yisrael. So they're not something you can make up your own. You can make up your own Kavachomer. If it's airtight, if it works, so then you can make up your own Kavachomer. But you can't make up Gzeir Shava. Those were given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Har Sinai. Albeit, we subsequently lost the knowledge of all of these Gzeir Shavas, and we only have somewhat of a knowledge of them, and sometimes we'll have a machlokas between Tanayim or Amarayim as to whether this is the Gzeir Shava, that is the Gzeir Shava. So too over here, we have this Gzeir Shava where it's not the exact same words. So Kasha Asa, Keni Asa Lo, that is in fact the Gzeir Shava. More says, but again, Hai Lav Makahu, it doesn't say the word Maka. So again, this teaches us that it doesn't have to be the exact same word, Hakah, Hakah, Kamrinon. That they both are talking about Hakah, and therefore, Ma'akah, Omur, Behemel, Tashlumim, the first passage we brought down is talking about Hakah for a Behemel. Obviously, it means for Tashlumim, monetary claim. You don't get Misa if you go kill an animal. So Af Hakah, Omur, Be'adam. So too, the Hakah that's referenced in regards to a man hitting another man is referring only to Tashlumim, through this Gzeir Shava. Mar says, wait a second, Vaksiv, we have another passage. Ve'ish ki yakeh kol nefesh odam, most you must. Now, this most you must implies death, obviously, but it's followed with the psukim that teach about ayin tachas ayin, shein tachas shein, yod tachas yod, regel tachas regel, which teaches us that for those, you do not go and do the damage that you did back to you, but you just pay. So therefore, the pasuk says that this v'ish kiyak konefesh, or the most you must, is talking about b'mamun as well. So what says, how do you know that? B'mayde b'mamun, maybe emo b'misa mamish. Maybe the pasuk is talking about if you kill somebody, you go and kill them. And if somebody went and amputated somebody else's arm, he cut off their arm, he broke their leg. So guess what? We go and do that misa to him, that death of his limb. We do that to him. So maybe the halacha is really an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. Shmuel says, don't even think that for a second. Also, kedaitach. Because chada, number one, da iskash lemake behema yishalmena. Because we have the connection over here to the pasuk of Makeh Behemah Yishalmena. And that is certainly through the Gzeir Shava that we just brought down above, that clearly is talking about a monetary payment. But furthermore, Ksiv Basrei, it says after that, Kasher Yitain Mum Ba'adam Kein Yinasen Bo. Just like he caused the wound to somebody else, so too, he has to go and give restitution. He has to go and pay for the wound that he caused for that person. Ushmam, you know, this is Mamon. So the bottom line is that the first reasoning that we brought along, this Gzeir Shava, is in fact a valid explanation for why we say that an eye for an eye doesn't literally mean an eye for an eye. So the Gemara says, Ushma mino mamon, that is a good proof. So the Gemara says, then why did it have to give us a second proof? And it said, well, if you don't like that first proof, then here's the second proof. Umay im nafshach lomar. Why did we reject seemingly and say, in case you find something wrong with this proof, then here's another proof. What was wrong with the first proof? Where it says, because two called Kashu l'tana, because the following was a problem for this Tana. My chazis the alphas mimake behema, leilef mimake yodam. Because again, why did you make the comparison to make behema, which implies a financial compensation, as opposed to from the pasuk with Maki Adam, which is actually killing him. So therefore, we should compare it to, just like you kill him, so too, when you either cut off his arm or you break his leg, guess what? That's what we should do to you. You cut off his arm, we'll cut off your arm. You broke his leg, we'll break your leg. Learn it out from Leilef Mimaki Adam. So he says, no, you can't do that. Because the Gemara says, Amre, Don Nizokim and Nizokin. It makes sense to compare the din of Nizokin with the din of Nizokin. So therefore, just like when you hurt an animal, so you pay money, so too, if you hurt a person, you pay money. Vein Don Nizokim and Misa. And it doesn't make sense to go and compare the dinim of Nizokim of Misa with the dinim of Nizokim with a cut-off arm or a broken leg. It's just, no, absolutely the opposite. Adirabba. Absolutely not true. The opposite is a true. Done in Adam the other. It makes more sense to compare the killing of a person with the wounding of a person. And just like for the killing of a person, you kill him, so too. For the wounding of a person, you give the person who wounded him, you make the same wound on that person. And don't learn vain done in Adam mi behema, but don't compare the dinim of Adam to behema. So the Gemara says, hainu diktani, and that's why the Tana says, im nafshach lomar. That is why, because you could argue that this first answer is not a perfect answer, because you could have learned it the other way. And therefore, that's why we need the second answer, Im Nafshach Lomar. And what was that? Hari Yomer, that's why we need the following pasuk, Lo Sichlu Kofer L'Nefesh Rotzeach. Don't take a kofer, means for a person who's a Rotzeach, don't be bored off, don't let him not get Mises based in, and just have him pay money. Ashahu Rasha, because he's a Rasha, Lomus, and he should die. Kimos Yomus, and he certainly has to die. Now, Linefesh Rotzeach Yatalokeach Kofer. The way we dash this pasuk is that for a Rotzeach, we don't take a kofer. We don't get paid off, so to say, to let him go free. However, Avalatalokeach Kofer, the Rosh Yevar Mishen Chosher. But you could take a penalty, in other words, based in assigns a financial penalty for damaging somebody's leg, breaking their arm, breaking their leg, cutting off their arm or leg. And therefore, for a life of a rotzeach, you can't say, well, listen, we'll give $1 million to tzedakah, don't make our brother be chayav misa. No, that doesn't work. However, but if Reuven were to cut off a toe of Shimon, so then in that situation, we don't cut off Reuven's toe, we make Reuven have to pay Shimon the value of his toe. Okay? That's why we need this drasha. Murray questions this, another drasha, and says, "V'hai lo sichel kofel and nefesh rotzeach l'mute rosh yevar mud yasa." You're telling me it comes to exclude these dinim of the 24 rosh yevarim from being the exact same punishment, just like a murderer. If he murders somebody, he's going to get murdered. He's going to be killed by Beis Din. So, in this situation, you're telling me that that's not the way we dash in the rosh yevarim. But you're basing it upon this pasuk, lo sichel kofel l'nefesh rotzeach. For the nefesh rotzeach, we don't take over, but for the rosh yevarim, we do. But that can't be, because haimi boile, we need the other pasuk over here for the rosh yevarim, d'amar rachmana, lo savid beitarte. That is needed to teach us that we don't give two punishments. We don't take his life and make him pay. Lo sishko minei mamon v'sikdele. And that's why you need the second pasuk, and therefore it's not free to teach us this din, that we don't say literally an eye for an eye. So how do you answer that? So the Gemara says, "Hi, michtei rishaso nafka." No, we have another pasuk that teaches us. The pasuk says, "Kidei rishaso," that you have to go on punishment according to his rishos. In other words, risha achas atomachaybo. You only make him pay one time for being a Russia that went and murdered somebody, and therefore viatomachaybo shtei rishos, and you don't go and pay him two punishments. One is to kill him, he suspects it, and then make him pay as well. So this is basically komlei with the rabbi minei. In any event, this is why we don't go and when you have to pay for the 24 Rosh Yevarim, we also don't tell you that you have to have your foot cut off because you cut off his foot or something like that. Where it says, still, Vakati mi boile, you need the pasuk here, the kamarachmona, lo sishko mamon v'sitre, because the Torah says you're not allowed to take money and let this guy go scot free from his capital offense. You have to be killed but with Mrs. Basedin. So how can you tell me that Torah tells me, lo sishko mamo v'tiftere, we learn it from this pasuk. He says, no, if it was this pasuk that you learn it from, im kein, lichto rachmana lo sichu kofer, lasher urash lamus. You should have said it straight out. Don't take a kofer for somebody that's about to be killed by Mises Beis Din. However, when it said, l'nefesh rotzeach, lo sichu kofer, l'nefesh rotzeach, lomoli, why do I need to add that in? So Shema Minot, Lenefesh Rotzeach Yatalukeach Kofer, that for somebody who is Chayav Misa, then we don't take a Kofer, we don't take a financial penalty and let him get off without having the Misa. However, Avalatalukeach Kofer, L'Rosh Yevarim, Shenu Choshe, but for these 24 Evarim that don't go and grow back, so when you lose them, that's it, you're done. So for all of these 24, Avalatalukeach Kofer, L'Rosh Yevarim, Shenu Choshe, and therefore, that is how we learn now that we don't say an eye for an eye. Okay. Gemara continues and says, but if we have this pasuk, lo sichlu kofer, so then, this is the source. Why do we need the gzeir reshava that we just brought down beforehand? Makir, makir, lomuli. So the Gemara says, no, we need them both. Amre, imehai, if we only had the pasuk that said, lo sichlu kofer, so then, hava mina, I would have said, e boy, ain't no nasiv. V boy, dmei, ain't no nasiv. Then it would be a fielder's choice. If he's willing to say, okay, no, I don't have the money, I don't mind, go poke out my eye, so then, e boy, ain't no nasiv. If he says, okay, poke out my eye, so then, you poke out his eye. The boy may know, and if he says no, I want to keep my eyes. Here's the value of my eye. So then they say, then you can give it. And the chiddush is komash v'lon mi behema. We learn this out from behema. Ma makhe behema l'tashlumim. Just like the behema, it's all for tashlumim here. So to af maki adam l'tashlumim. It's not a fatal blow. So then we're talking about tashlumim as well. Okay, so that's another proof. Mora continues and says, Tanya, what about the following brisa? Rabbi Dostoy ben Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Dostoy, who is the son of Rabbi Yehuda, says, Ayin tachas ayin. When the Torah says you have to take an eye for an eye, it's talking about mammon. Maybe not. I told my mom, you're telling me it means mammon, the word says. Oh, eino, elo, ayin mamish. Maybe it means it's somebody who, in fact, went and took somebody's eye out. So then, ayin tachas ayin means then you go poke his eye out. It literally means an eye for an eye. So we said it can't be. Amris habe shoyso eino shoze gedola. The eino shoze ketana. If the person, let's say Reuven, who knocks out Shimon's eye, has a very, very small eye, and he knocks out Reuven's very, very big eye, or vice versa. So in that situation, haisa eino shoze gedola, one of them has a larger eye than the other one, eino shoze ketana, the other one is smaller. So then it's not going to be an equal payback. Then how could you apply, or you'd have a havi meaning to say that it means an eye for an eye? You're going to tell me the chitema call high shakil mine mamona. In this situation, yes, you do take away mamon when he knocked out his eye. You make him pay for the eye. That's only if they're exactly the same. But if not the same, then you would pay a financial compensation to the person that you knocked out his eye. And why is that? Because the Torah Amar Mishpat Echad Yeluchem has to be one din across the board. We can't say, well, if the eyes are exactly the same size, then we do an eye for an eye. But if they're not the same size, the eyes are different size, then we do financial compensation. Torah says, Mishpat Hashavah Lekuchem has to be Mishpat Echad Yeluchem. It means one din that is applicable across the board. And it can't be that the din would be different for a larger eyed person than a smaller eyed person. Where Stel says that's not acceptable. Amrei, the Gemara says, my kusha, why not? Dilma, maybe, Nahora, shakil mine. You know what happened? The person that hit the other person, he took his eyes out. Nahora, amar achmona, nishko mine. And the Torah says, okay, an eye for an eye. Because the e lo te mahachi, if you didn't say it merely meant an eye for an eye, then you'd have a problem all the time. And we turn to pay dalit of an aleph. Katan shaharag es hagadol. If you have a smaller person, actually explain the way it doesn't mean a katan as a pre-bar mitzvah age boy and a gadol is a post-bar mitzvah age boy. No. It means katan is a physically small person. Rashi says, katan shaharag, this katan that went and killed somebody, it's talking about a person who's a small person. He's above bar mitzvah, but he is a small physiological specimen. Adam nanus shaharag es hagadol. And this dwarf, this very short person, he went and he killed the bigger person. So you have either the katan shor is a gadol or the gadol shor is a katan. Now they're not the same size. So how can we go and ever give mitzvah? They have to be exactly the same size. They have to be everything exactly the same. Because the Torah says, how could you go kill him? Torah Amra, Mishpat Echad Yeluchem, has to be one rule for that. Mishpat Echad Yeluchem. So therefore, Elo Nishama Shakumine. When the murderer went and killed the person, Nishama Arachmana Nishkomine. So you only take the Nishama of the person who killed him. In other words, a quid pro quo applies over here, not an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, but only if Reuven killed Shimon, so then the basin will kill Reuven. And Hochanami, so too in the case of the eye. Nahora Shakumine. All he did was take away his vision. And the Torah, Aramachmona, Nishkomine. And the Torah therefore says, go and take away the sight of the person who hit him, who caused his eye to come out. So Reuven caused Shimon to go blind, so then Shimon has the right, Basin has the right to act on his behalf and make Reuven blind. So therefore, this actually is not a good proof. This ayin tachas ayin is not a good proof to show that ayin doesn't literally mean an eye for an eye. It means the concept of financial compensation, but we can't learn it from this first one. Try again. Tani idach, Rav Shimon, then Yochai Omer, Rav Shimon Yochai says, ayin tachas ayin, the pasuk says, an eye for an eye, it means actually a payment of money, mamon. More questions, it says, atom, mamon, you're saying it means mamon, but maybe not, maybe, oh, ain't no Elo, Ayin Mamish. Maybe it means that if Reuven knocks out Shimon's eye, then we go knock out Reuven's eye. Maybe that's what it means. El Ayin Mamish, do we knock out his eye? Why? Sharei Shahaya Sumo Basime, because I'll bring you a raya. What happens if a blind person goes and blinds somebody else? Or a kiteya, a person who lost their arm, went and cut off somebody else's arm, right? So he lost his left arm, he takes a chainsaw and he knocks off somebody else's arm. Now, he's a kiteya already, and he went and caused somebody to lose their arm. Or a chiger, a person was lame, and he caused somebody else to be lame. So how can you in this situation, heich ani mekayim b'zeh, ayin tachasayin, an eye for an eye? The guy already lost his eye. Harei shoya suma when he did this. Harei akiteya when he did this. Harei ayachiger when he did this. So how would you have ayin tachasayin? Heich ani mekayim b'zeh, ayin tachasayin. Torah amra, mishpot echod yeluchem. And it's one rule, mishpot ashova lekuchem. So a blind person can't have blindness done to him. It's already been done. So therefore, the more answers, Amre, Ubay Kusha, what's your problem? Dilma, Hecha de Efshar, where it's possible to go and do an eye for an eye, Mamish. So then, Efshar, you do. Hecha de Lo Efshar, but if the scientists say that it's impossible to go and knock out this guy's eye, so then, Lo Efshar, then we will not do it. Ubatrinale, and he goes free. Because the lotei mohachi, if you don't say this, then treifa shahara gets a shalik. If you have a person who's a treifa, he has an internal type of a wound that is one of the yudches treifos, one of the simanim of a treifa, and therefore he is in fact not capable of being killed, misas based. Because treifa shahara gets a shalim, maya dinale, what can we do to it? You're not going to go and give misas based because by definition, if he's a trefa, he's considered, he's going to die within the year, so therefore he's considered right now as if he's dead. And therefore, it's a case of low efshar. Elohecha the efshar efshar. So the answer is ultimately where you can go and give him the Mises Basin. You give Mises Basin. Hecha the low efshar, but where you can't go and give the exact punishment, so then you give him monetary punishment, a patrinale, or we make him go totally free. So therefore, this isn't the proof for ayin tachas ayin, doesn't mean an eye for an eye. So again, this proof also is not a good proof. So we try again with another proof. The way Rabbi Shmuel taught, and the base manager Rabbi Shmuel learned, the pasuk says, "Amakra kain yinasein bo." What is this whole pasuk? Starts off with shever tachas shever, ayin tachas ayin, shein tachas shein, kasher yitain mum bo adam kain yinasein bo. And in the base manager Rabbi Shmuel, they learned out kain yinasein bo ve'enasina ela mamo. The word this yinasein nesina means money. Where it says, how do you know that? Elmeyata kasher yitain mumba adam. It says when you go and give a wound to a person, does that also mean hochanami de mamunhu? Does that also mean that it's mamon? Of course not. It's talking about giving him a wound. So therefore, why do you tell me when it says keni nasibo, it means mamon, when you see that the word yitain mum doesn't necessarily mean mamon? So Rory answers, Amre, today Rabbi Shmuel, Kro Yisera Darshe. Yeah, it does mean what we said, because there's an extra pasuk over here that's being darshed by the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Shmuel. What are we darshing over here? The pasuk says, Michne, Ksiv Ish Ki Yitin Mum Ba Miso, Kasha Oso Ken Yoslo. The man go and hurts his fellow man, so this shall be done to him. Kasha Oso Ken, just like he did, Ye Yoslo, will be done to him. Now, Kain yinasein bo lomli, then why do we need another pasuk? A few psukim later, the first pasuk was from Kapitel Chav Dalet, pasuk Yud Tes. Kain yinasein bo, that's in pasuk Chav. So, kain yinasein bo lomli, what do I need it for? Oh, shema minah, it must be to teach me mamon. So it says, no. Kasha yitain mum bo adam lomli, then why would I need the words kasha yitain mum bo adam? So where it says, no, that could be explained. I did the boy of Michtav, Ken Yinasin Bo, so too, Kasav Nami Kasha Yitin Mum Bo Adam. For parallelism, so it said in that pasuk, it says in this pasuk also. So this is a good proof that Ayin Tachas Ayin doesn't literally mean an eye for an eye. Where it continues to bring another raya to this, Devei Rabbi Chiya Tanu, in the base medrash Rabbi Chiya, they learned, Amakor, the pasuk says, in regards to the Edom Zomim, they have to do Kasha Zomim Lasos, Yod biyod, if they try to go and take away his hand, so then they'll have to pay with their hand. But it means compensation. It doesn't mean that they cop off their hand. means yod biyod means dover hanitan miyad liyad. That is something that goes from one person's hand to another person's hand. And what is that? Umayniu. That's only money. By money is it doesn't mean an eye for an eye. Versus not necessarily so. Elamiyato rego berego nami hochiu. If you're telling me yad biyad means dover hanitan miyad liyad umayniu mamon, that we're dealing over here with something that was handed over from one person to another, and that can only mean money. So then, what does rego berego mean? He's handing over his foot money to somebody else? Doesn't make any sense. So where says, yes, it does. Amre, today Rabbi Chia have a kroy yisera called darshe. In the base medrash of Rabbi Chia, they darshin, there was an extra pasuk. And what's the extra word? And that will teach us over here how to properly read these pasukim. So Amre, they said, in the base medrash of Rabbi Chia, michte, let's take a look. See if the pasuk says, Vasisim lo kasher zomam lasos liyochiv. You'll do to him like he wanted to do to his friend, by the Edim Zomim. Now, if you mean that they'll also get lashes, they try to give him lashes, so they'll get lashes. So, yad biyad lomali. So then, what do I need? The words yad biyad. If it means lashes, so why are you getting involved with yad biyad? So, shmamino mamon, it comes to teach us that even though it's kasher zomim lasos, it has to be yad biyad. So, it has to be something that you can give to him. Moses says, then rego berego lomali. So then, why, if you're darshening yad biyad, why aren't we darshening rego berego? Moses says, a very simple balabat shateretz. I did the siv yad biyad, kos of mami rego berego. Parallelism. So if we have a drash over here, so then we just bring along everything else for the ride, even though we don't really have a pasuk to support it. Mark continues and tries again. This one was good. We try another one. Abaye, now the gears we have is Omer. The Bach changes around to Omar because it's past tense. So Abaye said past tense. We learn out that it's not an eye for an eye from that which we learned in the Beis Medrash of Chizkia. What was that? The Tanya of Chizkia, they taught the Beis Medrash of Chizkia, when the pasuk tells us ayin tachas ayin, it also tells us shein tachas shein, yod tachas yod, regel tachas regel, and then it tells us nefesh tachas nefesh. So why does it tell us all these things? Lo nefesh vi ayin tachas ayin, to come to teach us that if you knock out his eye, we don't knock out your eye and kill you. Aye. Maybe when you knock out his eye, he's going to die. So therefore, you're not allowed to give him both. If we're saying that you're not allowed to go and blind someone because Zimnin the Mishkachas lo ayin, the Nefesh tachas ayin, because Reuven knocked out Shimon's eye. So if we knock out Reuven's eye, maybe sometimes Reuven is going to die, and that's not a fair punishment. The Bahadei, the Averle, Nafkele, Nishmasa. Because when the court was blinding the person, if this true drush is ayin tachas ayin, an eye for an eye, so then you go and do something to Shimon, so then the court's going to do that same thing back to you. And if you killed Shimon, so the court will kill you. If you cause Shimon a great deal of damage, so then the court will come back to you. Shimon says, and what's so terrible about that? Oh, my kusha. Duma meimad adinon lei. Maybe we actually go and evaluate, will this guy die if we go take out his eye? If he's going to be able to be blinded without it killing him, then Adina, then we do that. But if he lo matzi mekabel, but if we blind him and that's also going to kill him, then lo Adina, then we don't do that because you're only allowed to do one, not the other. And in fact, therefore, you can't learn it out to teach us that an eye for an eye doesn't mean literally an eye for an eye. Maybe it does. Be Adina de matzi mekabel, and in fact, you estimate that this guy could withstand being blinded. And then, you unfortunately guessed wrong. Vadinon bay, they blinded him, unafak ruche, and then the guy died. So then, imayis lemos. Then we say in that situation, his death has nothing to do with us or the basin. After all, Milo Tnan, Gabi Malkus, the same exact halach was like Gabi Malkus, that the basin is ome, they estimate, that's ome with an aleph, how many makas they think this guy can take in groups of threes. They say, oh, he can take six, he can take nine, he can take 12. No, they give him the 12, and then after they give him the 12, he drops dead. So then, in that situation, Potter, the one who was the shliach based in, doesn't have to go to an Ari Miklat. He is totally free, because Basin said, this is what we estimate he can take. Basin said, this is what we estimate that you poke out his eye, he won't die. No, then if he dies, or then if estimate that he can only get a certain number of lashes, and then he got those lashes and he died. So then, tough luck. In that situation, we say that he is not punished. The shaliach basin is not punished. So this proof is not a good proof that an eye for an eye doesn't mean an eye for an eye. Rosvid Mishrei, the Rabba Amar, Rosvid, in the name of Rabba, tells us the following. The Pasuk says, Amakor Petza Tachas Potza, which means that it's a wound for a wound. Now, does it mean that if Reuven wounded Shimon, that we wound Reuven? But it means, Litein Tsar V'mokum Nezek. This Petza Tachas Potza is coming to teach us that we'll pay Tsar even if there is a Nezek penalty. The Itzok Adai Toch Mamish, but if you're telling me over here that we do the exact same thing, you cause the wound, so we make a wound on you, so then, Ki Hei De Lahai Havi Leit Tzara, Lahai Nami Yis Leit Tzara. So then in this situation, if when Reuven did it to Shimon, it caused pain, and now the Beis Din does it to Reuven, and it causes pain, so then that should be it. In this situation, so Reuven caused Shimon pain, so now the Beis Din causes Reuven pain, and there is no Litein Tzara B'Mokum Nezek. So that's unnecessary. Lahai Nami is Leit Tzara, because they both have Tzar now. So end of the discussion. So one says, no, well, my Kusha, what's the problem? Dilma Ika Inish the Mephanic, because people are different. And some people are very, very mefunak. They're very, very delicate. And this Leit Tzara Tzvei, they have more pain. Ika Inish Lo Mephanic. Then they're very stoical people. And they just stand there while you're hurting them. And they don't even move. They don't blink. So less Leit Tzara, they don't have pain. So that's why you need the pasuk of Yelamai Nafkamina to teach us Lameis Vele Hech the Beni Beni, to give him the person who was damaged. So you have to go and pay him the difference between what he would get in terms of pain and for what the guy that was mazikin would get from Beis Din in pain. But doesn't tell us anything about money. In fact, it could be an eye for an eye, and you just have to also calculate some other things as well. Litein Tzar B'Mokum Nezek. That's what you need the pasukim for. So this proof of an eye for an eye doesn't literally mean an eye for an eye is rejected. Try again. Again, we had some that worked and some that didn't work. Rapapa Mishmei the Rabba Ma, Rapapa is the name of Rabba. We have another pasuk. Omakor, the pasuk says, Rapo Yerape. A doctor is required to go and heal if he can. So, Litein Refua Bimkom Nezek. And that's to teach us that if Reuven caused damage to Shimon, not only does Reuven have to pay for the Nezek, but he also has to pay for the doctor bills. But if you're telling me that it literally means that if Reuven damaged Shimon, so then the Beis Din will damage exactly the same way. Reuven, so then, wait a second. They both would need a doctor. So each one canceled out the other one. Why should there be a monetary payment as well? So therefore, you can't tell me anything about monetary payments from over here as well. So that also doesn't come to a successful end. Gemara tries one last time. Rav Ashi Amar, we learned it out from Asir, Tachas, Tachas, Mishor. It says Tachas, Tachas, Xer Rishava, in two different psukim. Ksiv Hoch, it says over here, the puzzle we've been quoting over and over again, Ayin Tachas Ayin, Shein Tachas Shein, Yod Tachas Yod, Regel Tachas Rogel. So it tells us Ayin Tachas Ayin, an eye for an eye. And then it says, Uksiv Hosom, Shalem Shalem Shor, Tachas Ashor, that one shore will pay Tachas Ashor. Now, doesn't that mean over there, Malahal and Mammon by the animal, it's talking about Mammon. Shalem Shalem Shor Tachas Ashor. So therefore, that's talking about Mammon. The other place we have Xer Shava, Tachas Tachas, teaches us that Afkan Mammon. So too, over here, Malahal and Mammon, Afkan Mammon. And therefore, we're only dealing over here with a monetary compensation, not an eye for an eye. Where it says, who says? My chaz is the Alpes, Tachas Tachas Mishor. Why did you make this comparison, Tachas Tachas, to a shore? You know what? Nailah tachas tachas miyodim. You should have compared the one time tachas written by the animal to an adam. And where is that possible? Desiv in osata nefesh tachas nefesh. So malahalan mamish avkan mamish. So there too, that you go and kill the person. So too here, if Reuven knocks out Shimon's eye, you got to knock out Reuven's eye. So where it says Amre, no, they answered donin nizokim min nizokim and donin nizokim misa. No, because here there's a problem. The laws of damages of Nizokin should be learned from the laws of damages. So whether it's a person or an animal, so those laws should be learned together. They ain't done in Nizokin Misa, but you can't go and compare Nezek to Misa, because they're two different types of penalties. Where it says, no, either rabbi, the exact opposite. Done in the other, we should go compare a person to another person, because they're both people. So you should be able to compare the Nezek to the case of murder. They ain't done in Adam and Behema. And in fact, don't learn it the other way, then we should compare Adam and Behema. So that's not a good teretz. So El Amar Ravashi says, here's the final teretz we're going to give. Mitachas asher ina yolof lo. For the words tachas asher ina, that if a woman, Rachmana l'slan, is assaulted, so then there is a 50 shekel penalty that her father gets. And here, in this case, it's Adam compared to Adam, and it's Nezikin compared to Nezikin. So we do, in fact, compare the Nosat Nefesh, Tachas Nefesh, to Tachas Asher Ino Yolof Lo. And here, we're comparing man to man, and we're also comparing Nezikin to Nezikin, and therefore this teaches us that when it says an eye for an eye, it doesn't literally mean that, it means Mamon. Okay, so we had a number of cases that we brought forward where we did prove it, a couple of cases where we didn't prove it as well, and now the Gemara says, Tanya, we're doing the following brisa. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, this is the great Rabbi Eliezer Hyrcanus, Rabbi Eliezer Hagadol, Rabbi Eliezer Shmutihi, Ayin Tachas Ayin Mamish. He seems to say, we'll see in a moment, he doesn't really say this, that it means an eye for an eye, literally. Reuven pokes out Shimon's eye, and Basin is going to poke out Reuven's eye. More questions, this really? Mamish Sokadaita? Does Rabbi Eliezer really say that if Reuven knocks out Shimon's eye, the Basin is going to knock out Reuven's eye? After all, we just put down many, many prices, half of which concluded with yes. In fact, you don't pay an eye for an eye. You pay monetary damages if you knock out somebody's eye. Doesn't Rabbi Eliezer agree to that? Rabbi Eliezer, let's play Kichol Hani tonight. Does he disagree with everybody that we just brought down that was able to prove that, in fact, an eye doesn't mean an eye for an eye. It means an eye for a, if you knock out his eye, you have to compensate it. So I'm a rabbi. Rabbi says, Lomar Shein Shaman Oso Ki Evet. What Rabbi is saying is that Rabbi Eliezer holds that you don't go and estimate it as an Evet. How do you go and calculate these things? How much would this person be worth? What is his value? That's how you calculate it, not how much you sell him as an Evet. So the Gemara says, that's Rabbi's Teretz. Lomar Shein Shaman Oso Ki Evet. Only Abai. Abai says to Rabbi, so look, come on, how do you go figure it out? Ben Chorin, like he's a free man. Ben Chorin, me is slave done. Ben Chorin doesn't have a value attached to him. He's not a slave. Only a slave has a value attached to him. So that can't be right. So El of Ravashi here, we finally get to the terrace of Ravashi over here. Loma she'ein shaman oso by Nizak El B'mazik. When you go and see how much damage was done, so then you go and evaluate it based upon if that damage was done to the Mazik and not the Nizak. That is Ravashi's teretz, and that's how we know that it doesn't literally mean an eye for an eye. It means financial compensation. Now the Gemara continues with several stories. How Chamra, the once was a donkey, the kota yod of the yinuka, then they cut off and bit off the hand of a young child. Rechmona Litzlan. Also, the Chamra, the Rabbi Papa Bar Shmuel. So the father of this child comes in and says, hey, this guy went and damaged me. Now, the basin doesn't know that it was the donkey that did this. They think it was under the guidance of the owner of this donkey that this happened. And therefore, when they came to Rav Papa Bar Shmuel to adjudicate the case, so Rav Papa Bar Shmuel said, Amaluhu, he told them, Zilu Shumule Arboatvarim, go and collect the four types of payments that there are. And the obvious question is, Amalei Rava, but there's Nezik, Tzar, Ribu, Sheves, and Boshes. There's five. Why did he say four? So Amalei Rav Papa Bar Shmuel said to Rava, Lebar mi Nezik, I mean, I meant besides the Nezik. When I said he pays the four, it doesn't mean four in total. It means the additional four besides the actual Nezik. Amalei Abai, Abai questions this again. V'chamor hu. If a person is a donkey driver, and a donkey only pays nezek. There's only human beings that pay tzar, ripu, shevis, and boshes. An animal just pays for its nezek. What it damaged. It gave a gazette. So what it broke, you pay for it. You don't pay for anything else. So what's going on over here? So I'm a little, now the Rapapa Bashmul knows that we're talking about the donkey doing the damage and not the donkey driver. So he says, yeah, you're 100% right. Zilu shumule niske. Go and figure out how much this donkey is worth, and that will be the penalty that you have to pay. That will be the amount of money that you have to pay. Not literally a penalty. Tosus is actually going to point out, we sometimes say the word knas, we don't really mean a knas, we mean a compensation. Okay, so he tells us that a chamar is not mishalim nezik. So Rav Papa Bar Shmuel says in that situation, amalu, so zilu shum le nizki. Yeah, so then just pay the nezik. I thought that the driver did it, and then there would be the other four besides the nezik. But if in fact it's the donkey that did the damage, then there's only nezik to pay. Where it says, you have to go and evaluate this guy as if he was an eved. This kid who was bitten over here by the donkey, so you have to go and evaluate him like he was an eved to evaluate the damage. But the father doesn't want this. Amalu avua the yanuka. The father, this yanuka, says, lo bu'ina, I don't want that because the zila bay milsa, because that would be very embarrassing to the child. Others say, the gears over here is the zilu bar milsa. He doesn't want to be embarrassed by having his child, so to say, put up and evaluated how much he would be worth as a slave. So the father says, no, I don't want to do this. So I'm late. So the judges said to the father, but this yanuka is going to be hurt by your not allowing him to be evaluated as a slave, because now the person who did the damage, the owner of the donkey, is not going to go and pay him. You're causing a financial loss to the yanuka. So I'm alone. The father says, don't worry about it. Look, when this child grows up, if I see no le mi di di, I will go and pay him back. So it was $1,000 worth of damage. No, I'll pay him $1,000 when he gets older. This way I don't have to embarrass him, or I won't be embarrassed myself. Another ma'isa show you how tura the alus yedei yinuka. Once was an ox that bit off the hand nebuch of a child. And also coming to Rava, they came to adjudicate the case before Rava. And Amalu, he told them, zilu shaimu kiyada, go and evaluate this child as an eved, similar to what we just had. Amalei, they said to Rava, v'amaru yaba, but you yourself are the one, Rava, who says, kol anishom ki eved, eno govin oso b'bava, that when you have to go and evaluate somebody, how much they're worth as a slave, we don't collect that in bava. You need smuchin, you need smicha, and in bava, they didn't have real smicha. So the Rabbi said to them, "Lo tzricha di tafas." No, I'm only talking about a case where if he grabbed it, you're right, we can't adjudicate it l'chachila. But if he went and grabbed it, so then we have to know how much damage was done, because once he went and grabbed it, he's allowed to go and keep it. Now, Rabbi l'taimei, this is in accord with what the Rabbi said. Yom Rabbi niske shor b'shor. Rabbi said that if the damage of a shor and it's caused by a shor, or v'niske shor b'adam, or the damage of the shor that was caused by a person, so those are allowed to be collected in bavel. You don't need smuchin. But the other way around, niski adam b'adam, if a man goes and damages another man, or niski adam b'shar, or if a man was damaged by a shar, that ain't govin oso b'bavel. That's not allowed to be collected with a dini based in bavel. More questions. This says, wait a second. Maishto niski adam b'adam, niski adam b'shar below. Why the second group over here, where the man causes another man damage, or the man is damaged by the ox, so we don't collect it in Babel? Is it because the word Elohim is needed? The word Elohim is Elohim Chol, means judges, and that's what's needed, the Lekka. And there are no judges in Babel. You need Smuchim, and Babel doesn't have Smuchim. But then why then in the first case, Nizke Shor B'Shor, B'Shor B'Adam, Nami, the same thing applies when it turns to Pei Zahal Adam and Beis, Elohim, but you never Lekka. You'd also need Elohim there. And Babel doesn't have Elohim. It doesn't have Smuchim. Aye, so what must you suggest the difference between the first and second parts? Elamaishno ashar b'shar b'shar b'adam. So what's the reason that damages to the ox that are caused by an ox and damages to the ox that are caused by a person, we do judge these cases in Babel, is because the shlichusayu kavina, because the judges in Babel are acting like his messengers for the judges in Eretz Yisrael. Meaning, davi odos alvos, just like we do adjudicate if a person is molded to something or if there's a loan, otherwise life can't go on, so we do allow those to be adjudicated in Babel. So then, where it says, say the same thing by the other cases, v'odom, v'odom, v'shor, nami, v'odom, and a person who's damaged by another person, or a person who's damaged by a shor, so then, also shlichusayu ko'avinam, we should be allowing them to be judged in bubble, because the judges in bubble are acting as the shlichim from Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, midi davi ha'odos avos, just like that. So Gemara says, no, amre, mi ko'avinu shlichusayu, when do we allow the judges in bubble to be like the shlichim of the judges in Eretz Yisrael? B'midi the kimlon begavei. That's in something that we're absolutely certain about. B'midi lo kimlon begavei, but we're not absolutely certain about it, lo avinu shlichusayu. Then we don't act as their shlichim. Why should be a difference? Amri, shar b'shar b'shar b'yadam, nani lo kim lo megaveh. Unless you do an estimation, neither of the two possibilities are going to be able to be understood. Ella, what do you do? Ella puchazi hecha mizdebane Torah b'shuk. Go and see how much a ox is worth in the shuk. So too, adam yadam yadam mishor nami. Go and see what they're worth. Puchazi hecha mizdabne adi b'shuka. See what they're worth in the marketplace, and therefore go and be the shaliach of the judges in Eretz Yisrael. The old tashlum kefil, the tashlum arba v'chamisha, the double penalty or the 4 and 5 penalty, the kaisi, they're set amounts. So there's no evaluation that's necessary. Nabishabusayev, then the judges of the bubble should certainly be able to be the shlichim in that situation. So when it says, no, Amre, kiko avdinash chusayu bimamono. No, we only allow it for mamon. The knas allow avdinash chusayu, but we don't allow it for knas, which is a penalty that is not based upon damage, it's based upon a set amount. Where it says, so then, Adam Yadam, the Mamonahu, Navish Chusayu. So then, if a person damages another person, that's not a knas, so that should then be able to be judged in bubble, but you just said it's not. So where it says, no. Ki ko avdino shlichusayu, when do we allow the judges in bubble to be like the shluchim of the judges in Eretz Yisrael? That's b'milso d'shlicho, something that is common. Adam Yadam, the lo shlicho, but for a man to go and damage another man, that was uncommon. And therefore, lo avdino shlichusayu, that's why we didn't allow him to do that in bubble. Where it says, wait a second, Harry Boshes upagam, the shliach, but embarrassing somebody and doing some sort of a financial depreciation in them. So in those situations, those are shliach. So Navish Lusayo, we should allow that in bubble, but we don't. So more answers, Ami, Hochanami, we do allow it. The Rapapa, Agbe, Abba, Mea, Zuzi, Laboshes. The Rapapa, in fact, did exactly take this. Where it says, Va'aleisil the Rapapa. But wait a second, Rapapa wasn't allowed to do this. The Sholach Le Rav Chista, Le Rav Nachman. The Rav Chista sent to Rav Nachman. The Rav Chista wanted to go and collect the penalty for Boshes. The Sholach Le Rav Nachman said to him, sorry, you can't do that. Chista, Chista. He called him Chista. Can also call Magnus and Bubble? You want to go collect Knas and Bubble? We can't do that. Or answers, Elo, Ki Adin Shlosai. When do we allow the judges in bubble to be shluchim of those in Eretz Yisrael that have smicha, the milsa of the shlicha, there's something that's common, the isbe chisar and kiss. It also has a chisar and kiss, has a financial loss. But if it only has one of those two, abu milsa of the shlicha, it is shliach, it occurs commonly. However, there's no financial loss, so let's make a chisar and kiss, such as boshes, where there is something that happens frequently, but it doesn't cause an actual financial loss. Or inami, alternatively, milsud loshkin, something that's not common, this may chisor kiss, but it does involve the financial laws, so then, lo avdin shlusayu, unless you have both, we don't make them the act of shlich. And the more explains, hilkach, adam liadam, if a man damages another man, so even though Apple got the isbe chisor kiss, even though there's a financial loss over there, since it's not shliach, even though shlich, lo avdin shlusayu, therefore the judges in Baba don't act as shluchim of the judges in Eretz Yisrael. And likewise, boshes, which is common, avogad the shlicha, nevertheless, kibun, the less we chasar and kiss, there is no financial loss over there, lo adinu shlichusayah. We don't allow the judges in the bubble to be the shluchim of the judges in Eretz Yisrael. Let's just get quickly to the two dots. Bishar, Bishar, Govim, Bavavel. And does Rava really allow you to go collect a shar doing damage to a shar in Bavel? Vama Rava, Rava was the one that said, Shar Shehizik ain't Govim also Bavavel. We don't do these types of damages in bubble because they don't have smicha. So Gemara says, the Azik man. Now, who's talking over here that was damaged? Ilema, the Azik Adam. If you're talking about an ox that damaged the person, so my ear, Yashar, the Azik Adam. Avil Adam, the Azik Adam. Nami ain't going to us bubble. Doesn't make a difference. A person, we don't go and evaluate their damages in bubble. So therefore, it doesn't make a difference whether it's a person or an ox. So therefore, El Pshita must be talking about the Azik Shar. It's talking about a Shar that did the damage to another Shar. Uktani ain't going to us bubble. He said, you don't go collect it in bubble. So Gemara says, Amre, we have to answer, Hasam b'tam, hacha b'mur, it depends. If you're dealing with the tam, so then they don't adjudicate it, because that's a knas. But when you're dealing with the mu'at, which is a shor mu'at, that is a financial compensation, and therefore they were able to judge that in bubble. Gemara says, well, I'm a rava, ain't mu'at b'bubble. How do you ever have a mu'at in bubble? If they never brought the tam to judgment, so then how do they ever make a mu'at? So we're going to give several possibilities. Amrei, either we're dealing with the ayid hosam by isuo lohocha, that the owner was actually made his ox into a mu'ud in Eretz Yisrael, and then he brought it to Babel. Where it says, that's ridiculous. For a milsud lo shlicha, that's very, very unusual. A milsud lo shlicha, and anything that's unusual, Amrei is lo avdin shlichusai. We don't make the judges in Babel act as judges, shluchim of the judges in Eretz Yisrael. He says, okay, try again. The osu rabban, the hosam, yadu hocha. The judges from Eretz Yisrael came and warned the owner over here. Where it says, so, milsud lo shlichi, that's very unusual. And you already said, Yad Amis, milsud lo shlichi, lo ka abdinu shlichusai. The judges in Babel don't act the shluch of Eretz Yisrael. So we come to the final answer, Elikyama Rava. Rava said this, b'shein v'regel. We're not dealing over here with damages. We're dealing with the damages of shein and regel, where there is no tam. They're muadim mitchilasin, you know, and therefore those are set damages, their compensations, and therefore they can judge them in Bava because they're acting as the shluchim of the judges in Eretz Yisrael. So long shir, and we'll stop over here. And I know it's a little bit of a hard shir. I hope it was clear, but we'll pick up at the two dots tomorrow. With this, we conclude today's shir.